vocal technologies, the viral nature of the green wave. I am thinking of your voice, gender, audio compression, and a sonic cyberfeminist theory of oppression by Robin James. I am wondering about what ways our compression practices are shaped by white supremacist, patriarchal listening ears. Before anyone even runs an audio signal through a compressor, how do patriarchal gender systems already themselves act as a kind of epistemological and sensory compression that separates out essential from an essential signal, such that we let women's warm, caring voices through while also demanding they discipline themselves into compressing their anger and rage away? We also need to consider the ways frequencies get parsed into the structural positions that masculinity and femininity occupy in Western patriarchal gender systems. Patriarchy doesn't just influence researchers, their preferences, their choices, and their judgments. How is the break between essential and inessential signal mapped onto the gendered break between what Beauvoir calls absolute and other, masculine and feminine? Patriarchy is not just a relation among people. It is also a relation among sounds. I don't think this is inconsistent with the positions I cited earlier in this paragraph. Rather, I am pursuing the concerns that motivate those positions a bit more emphatically. And this is perhaps because our objects of analysis are slightly different. I'm a political philosopher interested in political structures that shape epistemologies and ontologies such as the patriarchal gender system organized by masculine absolute feminine other, whereas most of the scholars I cited earlier have a more streets and media studies approach that is interested in material culture. I am thinking of your voice, gender, audio compression, and a sonic cyberfeminist theory of oppression. Robin James, 2018. https://soundstudiesblog.com Woman Machines, the Future of Female Noise.
Both sides waiting outside Argentina's Congress for senators to vote. During the past 6 months, protesters on both sides staged rallies. The controversial bill was narrowly approved by the lower house in June, but this time, even the most optimistic pro-abortion rights campaigners knew their chances in the more conservative Senate were slim.
Esta ley lo único que hace es defender el derecho a elegir.
The heated debate lasted almost 17 hours. Outside in the bitter cold, protesters carried symbols meant to speak even louder than words. The vigil continued into the night despite the rain. But even before the voting ended, the campaigners who opposed the bill were already celebrating. In the end, 38 senators voted against the bill, while 31 favored it.
If abortion is treated as what it really is, which means killing a human life, then it should not be allowed. You would be allowing homicide.
Argentina's situation has not changed since the 1930s. Abortion is still only legal if the woman was raped or if her health is at risk. A new bill can only be submitted to Congress next year when President Mauricio Macri will be running for re-election.
Argentina's conservative president, Mauricio Macri, has said he is personally against abortion. Now that the vote is over, he is reportedly considering a compromise to the losing side by reforming the penal code so that women who have an illegal abortion will not be liable for prosecution and prison sentence.
Monica Yanakiev, TRT World, Buenos Aires.
New Scientist, the 2nd of July, 1970. Current memory theory posits a 7-second temporary buffer store preceding the main one. A blow on the head wipes out memory of this much prior time because it erases the contents of the buffer. Daedalus observes that the sense of the present also covers just this range, and so suggests that our sensory input is recorded on an endless time loop, providing some 7 seconds of delay for scanning before erasure. In this time, the brain edits, makes sense of, and selects storage key features. The weird déjà vu sensation now has happened before is clearly due to brief erasure failure, so that we encounter already stored memory data coming round again. Time dragging or erasing must reflect tape speed. A simple experiment will demonstrate this erasure process in operation. Making street recordings and playing them back, you will hear things you do not remember, sometimes said in a loud, clear voice, must have been quite close to you. Nor do you necessarily remember them when you hear the recording back. The sound has been erased according to a scanning pattern, which is automatic. This means that what you notice and store as memory as you walk down the street is scanned out of a much larger selection of data, which is then erased from the memory. If you can make genes, you can eventually make new viruses for which there are no cures. Any little country with good biochemists could make such biological weapons. It would take only a small laboratory. If it can be done, somebody will do it. For example, a death virus could be created that carries the coded message of death. A death tape, in fact. No doubt the technical details are complex, and perhaps a team of sound and cameramen working with biochemists would give us the answer. And now the question as to whether scrambling techniques could be used to spread helpful and pleasant messages. Perhaps. On the other hand, the scrambled words and tape act like a virus in that they force something on the subject against his will. More to the point would be to discover how the old scanning patterns could be altered so that subject liberates his own spontaneous scanning. The Electronic Revolution. William S. Burroughs. Originally published in 1970 by Expanded Media Editions.
Thank you.
Women have always been desired by the machine. It needs them for their deftness, their smaller hands, their capacity to work quickly and, initially at least, to demand less for doing so. In a sense, we have always been secretly aware of the privileged relationship between women, technology and noise. That most fantastically energetic and machinic of data, conversation, has always been regarded, for better or worse, as the preserve of women. Indeed, women's speech is often dismissed as noise. We are the modern cunt positive anti-reason. Unbounded, unleashed, unforgiving. We see art with our cunt. We make art with our cunt. We believe in Joyce's madness, holiness in poetry. We are the virus of the new world disorder. Rupturing the symbolic from within, saboteurs of Big Daddy mainframe. The clitoris is the direct line to the matrix. The Venus matrix. Terminators of the moral code, mercenaries of slime. Go down on the altar of abjection, breaking the visceral temple. We speak in tongues. Irritating, disrupting, disseminating, corrupting the discourse. We are the future cunt. We are the future cunt. We are the future cunt. We are the modern cunt positive anti-reason. Unbounded, unleashed, unforgiving. We see art with our cunt. We make art with our cunt. We believe in Joyce's madness, holiness in poetry. We are the virus of the new world disorder. Rupturing the symbolic from within, saboteurs of Big Daddy mainframe. The collider is with the direct line to the matrix, the Venus matrix. Terminators of the moral code, mercenaries of slime. Go down on the altar of abjection, breaking the visceral temple. We speak in tongues. Irritating, disrupting, disseminating, corrupting the discourse. We are the future cunt. We are the future cunt. We are the future cunt. Vocal Technologies, the viral nature of the green wave. The Zaharit, Lesson 1, by Kawakeb Astrochana.
We're going to do it now. Which way would you like to do it? Women do it mostly, I don't know, they can get the high-pitched sound. Think about being up here. This is how I teach my dancers, and they all get to do it right away. So there's two ways to do it. When I was younger, I could only do it one way, this way. It's the teeth and the tongue. La, 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 between the upper teeth and the upper palate. La, la, la. Again. I said that action very fast, faster. So go. As high as you can do it. See how I'm going higher? Now, do it. This is guided. Here we go. Take that breath, please. You can do this. I know it. Bismillah, in the mercy of God, we're going to do this because you're going to do it at the next wedding and the next celebration, right? And it's very contagious. When one person does it, everyone starts to pick it up and do it. Everyone. It's just, and then this whole sound, it's amazing. But when people do it into microphones, it can give you ear damage. So it's really meant for the air, just for the people to do it, the air. It's a soundscape. Hello everyone, it's Kawakeb, how are you? I'm making this video in the middle of the night because I promised Surav, you would want to know what the subtitles are. This is just another name for what the Zaharit is more than one uvulation.
more than 1 trillion. It's the same thing. It's just the Westerners, Western people call it, and Europeans, I think, call it trilling, or uvulation. And I wrote it down for you. But one sound of this trilling or uvulation is called zagurta. You see the top? Zagurta? You see that? Many people doing it. It's called zagarik. You see that? Zagarik. Or we call it, in English, they call it trilling. Or ululation. It's late at night. I don't want to make too much sound, but how you do it is you put your tongue side to side. There's two ways to do it. One way, I'm very lazy tonight. We're going to make a bigger sound another day, okay? This is the beginner session. One way to do it is a back and forth. Now, the women usually do it. They cover their mouth. It's very mysterious. Right. Different regions have a different way to do it. Egyptians have a high E at the end, so save a little breath to make this high E. Write in, please tell me, comment if in your region how you do it. And so, Surab, there's another way to do it besides the back and forth. It's a fast tongue oscillation. There's the way up and down at the roof of your mouth, which I think I have another post, another clip I'm going to show you. But it's like that. Get a breath. Here, sit up. Do it. Do it, everybody. Guide it. Breathless. And when I was younger, I did that one better. Now that I'm older, I don't know why. A side to side is better. So let's try that one. It's like 1 a.m, so I don't want to wake the neighbors up. All right, let's try the side to side. Let's do it again. I need a breath. I do it, it's different. Every time you do it, it's different. Every person is different. Excites the air. It's celebratory. It's contagious. It's sonic. It's an auditory soundscape when everybody picks it up and does it. You're going to love doing it, so practice. Now we will practice. Take a breath. Fill up that belly with air. When you take a breath, the lower abdomen fills, the middle abdomen, the chest. And we're going to do either one. This is the one that they... Can you see that? Do it with me. Take a breath. Right, I'm being low tonight. Just take it easy tonight. We'll do this is the beginners. We'll do it intermediate and then advanced. So just practice now. Try to do it every day. Take the breath.
The Zaharit. Lesson 2. By Dance Like an Egyptian.
Hi, this is Sonia from Dance Like an Egyptian, and today I'm going to show you how to trill. Now, there are different ways of doing this. You can either move your tongue up and down, or you can move your tongue sideways. Now what I'm going to do is show you both ways, and then afterwards what you do is you cover your mouth like so, because it doesn't look very attractive, but I'm going to show you without covering. So what you want your tongue to do is to do this, either up and down, so you want it to look like this. Or the other way you can do it is to the side, so either vertically, that was vertically, or horizontal. As you can see, it doesn't look very nice, okay? So what you do is take a big breath in, and then you go, or to the other side, take a big breath in. So, again, what you do is cover your mouth, take a big breath. And that's how you trill. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time. Bye for now.
Technologies, the viral nature of the green wave. Voice by Heather. https://www.naturalredders.com